Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
This song earned this man 3 international awards this year. It's Waters with Mashudu Kwelizayo. We also checked out KP Illest and Karishma, brand new music on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Time. Don't say we don't plug you with music. And then Maria the Scientist, we really want you to check her out. You know, I love that soulful stuff. That song is called Love Sick. It's 8:17 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It's 8:17. That's Namibia Blood Transfusion Services of Namibia time. And we've got the Abuti, our resident Abuti here, Mr. Titus Shivute, the supervisor for marketing and donor relations in studio. Good day, sir. How are you doing?
Good morning, NSK. I'm doing good.
Good.
Yeah, the weather's also good. It's getting a little cloudy. Not that heat that we've
That literally sits on your head.
Yeah. Now you're meeting everyone and your forehead is just shining.
It's just shining. So you go to meetings. My goodness.
All is well on my side, man. How are things going?
No, things are going outside. You know what I mean? We just launched the Song of the Year competition.
I heard that.
You should check it out. Maybe some of your songs are there. You can vote.
Yeah, I'll check that out definitely. And hopefully I'm also gonna agree with a few of what the people say there.
Exactly. You know what I mean, because you know that stuff always brings a lot of debate. Titus, now we've got 2 weeks to go, let's say a week and a half to go before we officially start December. And when December starts, obviously it's going to be chaos, okay? We're thinking about holiday, we're thinking about going to the farm, we're thinking about leave, we're thinking about yen function. Ain't nobody got time, isn't it? But we need them to act right now. Let's talk about that festive campaign that you promised us that you guys will launch last time we had the conversation.
Today the Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia will launch the festive campaign, primarily aimed at basically ensuring that we have a sufficient supply of blood for all hospitals and patients across Namibia throughout the festive season. So we are targeting around about 4,500 blood donations in between now up until the end of December. So that's how long this campaign will run, about a month and a half. And we are really appealing to all individuals to also partake part of this campaign. A good thing is that when you actually donate during this period, we won't just let you go empty-handed. There's a little complimentary gift that you'll also get. On top of that, we also have our Black Friday campaign that will be happening obviously along with each and everyone this coming Friday, the 24th of November. So we have about 7 blood drives that will be hosted on Friday, where the first 30 or 50 donors actually pop up there will receive a complimentary apron, a limited edition apron, along with bright tongs, because everyone's ready for festivals.
Of course,
You must bring the grill out. You must bring the grill out. But primarily, just to remind everyone, we've been experiencing shortages recently, and a lot of that is basically attributed to an increase in terms of the number of transfusions that are being done at hospitals since September. And subsequently, we haven't been able to bring in the consistent the consistent amount of units to basically supplement that. So we are really appealing to the public. Each and every weekday, each and every day, the Blood Transfusion Service needs to get in at least 170 people to donate around the country.
That's a collective number around the country, not just at one branch.
In order to meet the demand. So it's well over close to 1,000 people each and every week. So, and you can only donate blood every 2 months. So we are really appealing to each and everyone that's eligible to donate blood to do so. It's a huge, huge cry, especially at a time when we see a lot of trauma incidents, such as car accidents, such as stabbing incidents happening. We see also an increase in terms of various other patients, such as mothers who basically give birth, and you have cancer and leukemia patients that also require blood transfusions over the same period. So it's just a humble appeal to each and everyone. I mean, we are all looking forward to the festive season and just tucking 2023 away and, and saying that's done. But to also remember that there's another individual that's also looking for your help in order for them to share another Christmas with their families as well.
There should be actually that last item that you tick off your bucket list. Even if it was not on your bucket list, add it. And then before December, you and two of your friends can go donate, isn't it?
Yes. The more the merrier.
The more the merrier, isn't it? Just quickly walk us through those requirements once again. Those requirements, because, you know, maybe I'm in a group right now and I hear Titus.
Yeah.
And I say, you know what, guys? I think we qualify for this thing. Let's just do it, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe also people are done with exams and they're just sitting at home and they're like, what can I actually do? You know, there's nothing to do. So this is another good deed that you can. So just to remind our listeners, in order to donate blood, there are about 5 different criteria that we look at.
Yeah.
You have to be aged at least 16. You can be aged between 16 up until the age of 65.
Yeah.
Those that are 16 and 17 obviously require parental consent. Yes. And then you also have to weigh 50 kilograms in order to donate, primarily because your body weight and the amount, potential amount of blood in your body, there's a consistency in between those two. So you also need to be healthy. You have to be healthy yourself in order to help someone in a hospital who potentially is not well. So we need you to enjoy good general health, because something as common as a flu can prevent you from donating blood. And you must lead a sexually safe lifestyle in order to donate blood. Yeah. Your blood has to be safe in order to be administered to a patient at the hospital. And lastly, we really require all blood donors to eat a meal within the 3 to 4 hours before coming in to make a blood donation.
Mm.
And just drink lots and lots of non-alcoholic fluids in order to help your body also replenish and supplement the blood that you've donated.
You know what? This actually just encourages a healthy lifestyle. It's funny enough, because this morning I spoke about a study that the American Heart Association released. Actually, they want to get it tested, but they released a essential 8 checklist, right, which includes getting good sleep, abstaining from smoking, engaging in regular physical activity, eating a healthy diet, maintaining a healthy weight, having healthy blood sugar and cholesterol levels, keeping blood pressure in the normal range. This is the person that you're looking for, isn't it?
So primarily ticking a lot of those boxes in order to ensure that you are indeed a candidate. And you donate blood every 56 days, which is roughly 2 months. So it's not like something that you can do and never sort of have to do again, or you do it once a year. We actually want donors around the country to begin a culture of doing it very, very often in order to help ensure that there is always a sufficient supply on a consistent basis.
Yeah, I mean, I did go through your Facebook, and I see there's some people that reached 50 donations, 60 donations, and I think it's a beautiful project to have, isn't it?
Yes, it is indeed, and we have a very nice group of blood donors that are very, very committed, individuals that are donating as consistently as they can. And we also really just want to send a huge thank you to them, because it's because of individuals like them that we are able to run our service and help save the lives of so many patients.
Just quickly, one donation saves how many lives?
One blood donation potentially helps save 3 lives.
3 lives.
Yeah,
that's incredible, man.
Yeah,
Titus, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate the work that you and the team does at NMBTS, and we're going to enjoy the treats that were brought to us.
Shaquan, if you're listening, just remember NSK got a little something today. You better find it when you get back to studio.
I
want
to finish all of them. No, I'm paying time. Just thank you so much for your time.
Thanks a lot for having me.
All right, cheers.
Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.